America's Best Idea. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. He made old Civil War photographs come alive. He did the same for baseball, but can he pull this off?
An intensely interesting human drama that reflects utterly American themes and tensions and undertows. There's villains and there are heroes, there are fools, there's a great emotion, there's love, there's...
There's tourists! He makes it sound like Desperate Housewives. Ken Burns' current project is, in fact, a 12-hour series on parks, the national parks. America's Best Idea. Where's the conflict in that? Well, 150 years ago, land was there to be used, not just looked at. People wanted Yellowstone developed, not left alone.
It was a completely radical idea. We invented it. For the first time in human history, we had to say, wait.
What finally worked, what won the argument, was for senators to stand up and argue that this was worthless land, and for people like Teddy Roosevelt to stretch the law. For example, when T.R. couldn't get congressional support for making the Grand Canyon a national park, he invoked the Antiquities Act to make it a national monument.
He just set it aside as a monument, 880,000 acres, and all hell broke loose in Arizona. It's now the Grand Canyon State. It's on their license plate.
And it brings in a pile of money. Does Ken Burns have an agenda? Is he trying to lock up even more land? No, he says he has no hidden agenda for the national parks.
We're in favor of them. Just as in our Civil War film, if our agenda, we were happy that the Union survived intact. I mean, if that's advocacy, then we're guilty.
Ken Burns, now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.